We tie it kibnei suach on mizbeach. We use it like for dessert on the mizbeach. Kibnei suach, that's like fancy dates. So Rashi says, kodem shemedi bikinu achsuda. Like a person brings for dessert at the end of his meal, minei misika, sweet things. V'loshen kayit, that's loshen of kayit, k'duchiv, ha'lechem v'yakayit lechem l'ochel norim. That they give bread and dessert, sweet things. So clearly, what do we do with the leftover tamidim, the leftover kabonis? We bring it for kayis, like for dessert on the mizbeach. Meaning, when the kahanim see one day, they don't have that many kabonis to bring that day, so the mizbeach is empty, so they take this korban and bring it for the dove for a present, for a korban oila on the mizbeach. For the Gemara, is this true? So how can we like kibnei suach on mizbeach, just like you could bring sweet dates or figs on the mizbeach? So how many words you really bring fruits on the mizbeach? So Moses, is this true? The pasuk says, "Ki chol se'ol v'chol devash leisakiru." You're not allowed to bring anything sweet. It says honey. And Rashi says that honey means kol mina mesika v'chol mina peiros ilan b'chlal. Any sweet fruit or any fruit is b'chlal v'sisa. That v'chol devash, we're not allowed to put honey on the mizbeach. So how could you tell me? You bring sweet fruit for dessert and put on the mizbeach, you can't put any fruit on the mizbeach. It's only dam, or they weren't the fats of an animal. Or the mincha, or the vayna, k'teris. So when it says, Tanya we learned, Tanya rav chanina ki b'nei seach liyodim. It just means an example, just like a person at the end of his meal eats something sweet, sweet fruit for dessert, the same thing the mizbeach also. We give the dessert. When the mizbeach is empty, when it's full, when it's finished with its meal, then we give it dessert, we put on it these korban oila. We bring it this oila for an adava. That's the lashon of kayit ha-mizbeach. It's like the dessert for the mizbeach. When the mizbeach is empty, after it's finished its meal, there's no more kabbalah today, then we bring this. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, a makitzin b'yelo soif. He said, you should know if we have birds left over, so a bird you cannot bring for kayet samizbeach. That we cannot bring for dessert. Rashi yom makitzim bi'ola soif. A loichim b'dimei hanadavo ola soif. Like sometimes with the money, sometimes we sell the animal, and with the money we bring a kabonis, we bring in a dovus. So with the money that you have to bring in a dovo, you cannot buy a knife. You have to buy a behemah and not a knife. Not even a knife for korban oila. Omar Rabba, when Rabba heard this, he said, no, ha bucher, this is wrong, it's a mistake. Rashi says, Dover ha bodin alev, you made this up yourself. How do you know this? Like, why can't you bring a knife? Omar Le Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Le Rabba, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said to Rabba, my bucher saw, what's the mistake, what's wrong over here? No, I'm Rishon Alei, who mishmei the Rav Simi men Adoy, I'm Rishon Alei. I was the one that said this over, and I'll tell you, I said it over in the name of Rav Simi Minadoi. He also said like this. What's the pshat? Why? Yom Rav Simi Minadoi, nois reis lemidvas tzibarazli. So when you have leftover kabonis, or leftover money, that you sold the carbon, and now with the money you have to bring a present, you know where this present goes. It's called lemidvas tzibarazli. It's called the present of a tzibar. It's not a private carbon. It's leftover money from other kabonis. And that's halacha, that when Bezdin sells the animal, Bezdin now brings the korban tzibur. So the kayat ha-mizbeach is like a korban for the tzibur. It's a present for the tzibur. So if so, the klal is, v'ein oilas oif the tzibur. There's no such korban tzibur by a bird. By birds, we never find the korban tzibur. Our knife is only for korban yochid, not for korban tzibur. Rashi says, v'nidva tzibur ozli, ki the rabbon and the pligulet of Rebleza. That was my question for Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says you can bring it for your own korban oila, and the Chacham said no, we bring it for korban oila tzibur. So according to Chachamim, that these meisros, these kayets and mizbeach, has a shame of korban tzibur on it, therefore cannot be brought from a knife, because that's the klal. A bird is never brought for korban tzibur. That's why she says the Tanya b'Toras Kahanim. V'ikruv min ha-toyim ha-yochid me-viyot. Only a private person can bring a korban oila from a bird. But v'ein ha-tziba me-viyot. A tziba cannot bring a bird for korban. They have to bring a behemoth. Therefore, it's good what we said, that the moisturizer that you're bringing a korban oleh with cannot be brought a bird, but rather you have to buy an animal. This is B'yad Shmuel self on the heart of Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also wrote like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi says, which Rabbi Yochanan? The Yom and Liyel to Midim. Shlerot Sokhul Rabbi Shimon. The left and left there's the Masnin. Ma'kitzim ben Asmas Be'ech. The Gufan V'yein Tzrichel Riyah. That Shmuel also wrote like Rabbi Yochanan. That the Chiddush was according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That he does not hold from Leiv Bezdin Masna Leiv. So again, when we first Makdish these Karbonas for the Tamidim, they have a Kedusha Saguf, we cannot be paid to them. We cannot redeem them, call them on their time. But rather, what do we do with it? So once what it would have been, you have to wait until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you could be paid to it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could use the animal itself for a Kayet HaMizbeach. You could use it for Korban Oleh. With Yav Shmuel, Sovon, Hod, Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel, Yav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, that after Chiddush, that according to Rabbi Shimon, even without a lathe that does the Masna Leyen, still the korban itself could be brought for a kayas on his back for korban eila. The Yomer Rev Yudom Ashmuel, korbanus tibur, korban tibur, sakin moshchosen lamashahein. The knife itself. That means the knife. When the person makes the shechita on the animal, that draws it for what purpose you want. That's what Shmuel said. So what does it mean to say the sakin is moshchosen? So Rashi says what it means to say is, Sakin Ashurfin Stamon, Moshkosn a Korbin, Shufresh Mechilakaf, a few wains, Royce a Korbin Atzmoy, when Oilus Tomid, Oilus Lakayets, it means a Korbin Oilus the Tomid, it was set aside for Korbin Tomid. And now you cannot use it, passed over the year, so even according to Shimon, you don't say, there's the Masna, you can use it for the Kayets Amazbech. And Samar says, now Tanin Amech, we'll let this also again. Well, Moidi Rabbi Shimon agrees. This saw year, Shimon Korah Beregel. It says now Mishnah, the Bishim agrees, by the Musif, if you do not bring it for a Golem, Yaakov Rosh Chodesh, you can bring it on Musif Rosh Chodesh. Vim Lakor Rosh Chodesh, Yaakov Yom Kippur, you can bring it for Yom Kippur. Vim Lakor Yom Kippur, you Korah Beregel. Vim Lakor Beregel Zeh, you Korah Beregel Achar. You could change around these Musafrim from one to another. Why? He answered the Bishim and said in the Mishnah, Shemit Chilos Eloi Boel Lachapa Mazver Chitzoim. That it all came for the same purpose on Azerach Hitzoyim that they came to Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshov. So even though they're not the exact same type of a Kapara, but since it has to do one with the other, you see this Svar of Sakim Ashkhasan. So within the same Svar applies to us also. That this Korban Atamid, even though now it cannot be used for Korban Atamid anymore, but you can bring it for the Kayet HaMizbeach, it's also like a Korban Oilah, it could also be brought for the Kayet HaMizbeach. And then the real Atamid, it's not fit to be used for the Korban Tzibur anymore, for the Korban Atamid, because the Korban Tzibur has to be brought from last year, from the New Year's money, and this was brought from last year's money. What can we do with it? It says this notion of Sakin Mashchasim, the knife, the Shashchita, draws it for the purpose that you want it. So that's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that even according to Rabbi Shimon, that does not hold late there's the Masnah Leyim, you could use the Korban itself for a Korban Oleh. Tani Nami Yochi, we don't write this also. Tani Nami Yochi. Oh my dear Rabbi Shimon, Shimon agreed. This saw year, Shim Lekora Beregel. If you have the Musaf, that's supposed to be brought on Pesach, let's say. You have the Sawyer Lashem, that's a Korban Chattis by Musaf, that was supposed to be brought on Pesach. And you didn't bring it on Pesach, it got lost, and you find it afterwards. As Yaakov Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to bring it on Rosh Chodesh. Vim Lekora Rosh Chodesh, Yaakov Yom HaKippah. Bring it for Musaf on Yom Kippur. And we have before, the rule three, a Sawyer, a Theorism, Lashem, the rule three of Korban Chattis. So if you don't bring it for Musaf on Gimel Golem, you can bring it on Rosh Chodesh. If you missed out on Rosh Chodesh, you can bring it on Yom Kippur. If you like Korb Yom Kippur, you Korb Regal again, bring on the next Yom Kippur. If you like Korb Regal there, if you do not bring it this year, join one of the Gimel Golem this year, Yaakov Regal Acha, bring in another Regal. It was only meant to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So Rashi says, Shemitchila Leibor Lachapar Al Mizbeach HaChitzen. Alma, Ahu, that's what we're matter upon. Sheyakar Al Mizbeach HaChitzen Lachapar Mitzas. Dolva Shukish Loi. Chata Zatumas Midash Takar Lutumas Midash. Gavafi Shein Kiprosim Shava. Even though it doesn't have the exact kapara, like a korban that was set aside for Yom Kippur is mechaper on a different chet than the one in Rosh Chodesh, or the one in Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a different chet of the Gimel Golem, still you could bring this korban on the next Yom Tif. Why? Because it has to do one with the other. That's how it's far also, that this korban atomid, first of all, suktish for a tomid, so even though you cannot bring it for the tomid, we could bring it for Erlis Nadova. Some type of a Nadova, as long as it's a korban Ela, it could be brought for that purpose. Now, the Mishnah says, V'yalzodon tumas migdash kodeshov soyer anasa b'tnin. This is the Chiddush, that the soyer l'ashem, the soyer the chatis, that's brought in the pnim on Yom Kippur, is mechaper not only on a chet. We had before that yesh lo yidiya batchilo v'yein lo yidiya basayf, that it's toimo, but it's also mechaper on a mezid. Even if he did it on purpose, he went into the Beis Hamikdash on purpose when he was tamei, this soyer that's brought in the pnim on Yom Kippur is mechaper. So when it says minor animili, how do we know this? That this carbon atomic, this carbon of the soil Hashem on Yom Kippur is mechaper even on a mezid. Usually carbonates are only for a shaygig. How do we know here it's mechaper even on a mezid? The Tanya Rabbanan wrote like this. The pasuk says, "V'chipur al hakodesh mitumas bnei Yisrael." That this carbon of soil Hashem is mechaper on Yom Kippur from mitumas bnei Yisrael. The pasuk ends off mitishayim. It says from the pishayim. So eino hamaridim. A Pesha means somebody that does it amazed. So the Prophet is saying clearly, this korban is mechaper even on the mezidim. The Chayin Vayim of the Prophet also says, Melech Moyet Proshabi. The Melech Moyet is rebelling against me. The other Prophet says, Os Tif Shal Livna, right here, that the city Livna is also rebelling at that time. Zilosh and Pesha means merit to rebel. Here also, even though the person is still amazed, this korban of pnim, the soil Hashem is mechaper. But the pasuk also says chatos, elu ashkogis. It's also mechaper on a chet of a shogeg. The chaynuim, the pasuk also says nefesh kisechet ebishkogah. So chatos means by mistake. So we said it's mechaper on tumas migdash on a person that had the idea about chilo that he was tamei. Then he forgot he went into the base of migdash, and up until now he still does not remember that he went in when he was tamei. On such a person, the soyer of the pnim is toimer. Now the Mishnah says, Al shal averus shebatera, what about other averus? That does not have to do with tumas migdash. Not that you were tamei when you went into the base of migdash, you were over the other averus. So al shal averus shebatera, hakalas gachamuras, lenient ones and strict ones, has doilus means the maids of yashkaras by mistake. The locker is that the soyer lazozil, the second soyer that they throw over the cliff that goes lazozel on Yom Kippur is mechaper and the other averus. So first of all, is the question: what's this lashon? Hainu kalis. What does kalis mean? Rechuna hainu esrei v'lois esrei. That means a rovan isra that only has an isra asay to it, or else only a lois asay. Chamuras. One of the strict averus. Hainu krisus to mises bezdin. An averus that has either chorus to it or else to mises bezdin. Hoida, what does it mean you knew about it? Hainu mezit, that you knew you did the chet. Then the Mishnah says, loy hoida, question means hainu shegig. You did not realize you did the chet. You were only a shegig, by mistake you did it. So, where is the question, who are the world the same type of chedushim here? Why is it repeated itself for? So where is it like this? Amar Rav Yehuda, hoki kama. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Al shara vera shebatera. Bein kalais, bein chamurais. That means like this. Bein shosim b'shoigig bein shosim b'mezit. Whether you did these kalas and chamuras b'mezit or b'shoigig, still the soyer lazozil is mechaper on Yom Kippur. Now we explain. Oisen shosim b'shoigig. The averus that you did b'shoigig, you do not realize them. Bein noidin lois sveikon, bein noidin lois sveikon. Whether you know you have a doubt or whether you do not know you have a doubt. Like if you know you did the averus doubtfully, that's a loch of onoshom toli. You have to bring a Nashim Toli in between. So whether you realize that or whether you do not realize it. Rashi says, you know that you have a doubt whether you ate chaylev or not. In such a case, you have to bring a Nashim Toli. Or whether you do not even realize that. That you do not even realize that you had a doubt whether you ate the chaylev or not. That's called hoida or lo hoida. That means, or whether you do know you're sveikon. whether you brought the korban nashim toli, whether you didn't bring the korban nashim toli, still this lazozel is mechapon yom kippur. Now v'yelo hein kalis, what's considered an avera that's kal, that's esed loisasei? The question is that the Mishnah repeated itself. First it said kalis, and then it said esed loisasei. So we're explaining. First the Mishnah said a general statement that kalis and chamuras, the soyer is mechapon, whether you know about it, whether you don't know about it. Now the Mishnah explains what is considered avera's kalis, that's esed loisasei, whether it's al isser, asay, or alav. V'yelo hein chamuras, what's considered the Averis Chamurais, that's Krisus, Mever, that has the Chayim of Krisus to it, or else the Mrs. Bezdin. Now, hi, yes, say, Hechidami, what's the case talking about that we need the Sawyer on Lazozla and Yom Kippur to the Mechapur, so the Averis of Yisra are saying, what's the case? Hechidami, Ideloy Ovat Shuvah, if the person did not do Shuvah yet, says so, Zevach Hashem to Eva, why does the Korban Lazozla help on Yom Kippur? The Chulah by Kabbonis, we always say, Zevach Rishoyim to Evon. If the person is still in Russia now, he is not doing tshuva, the Shasha brings down, say, the Korban, it doesn't help. A Korban only helps a person that does tshuva. If he's not doing tshuva, he's called in Russia, so a Korban should not help. So why is the Korban a Chaper? Not even on Isra Afei? Elamai, Idi of the tshuva. If the person really did tshuva already, if so, Kol Yom Nami, why do we need Yom Kippur to be mechaper on him? Any day of the year. Any day of the year, if you're over in Yisra Asay and you do tshuva, the tshuva helps. The time you will learn the Mishnah Yuma. Over our mitzvah's essay, a person did an Avera, an Yisra Asay, to Yosra tshuva, and right after he did tshuva. The locher is, Loi Zoz Mishom Ad Shemechum Loi. He does not have to move from there until the Meichel means he's forgiven right away, without a korban, without Yom Kippur. If you're over in Yisra Asay, as soon as you do tshuva, that's it. So what does our Mishnah say here in Yom Kippur? That the Soyer Lazozel is Mechaperon and Aveirah in Yisra Asay. What's the case? If he did not do tshuva, it's Zerach Hashem Kaleva. If he did tshuva, so it should be Mechaper without the korban. So my answer is like this. Omer Rab Zerah says, true, be Omer the Mordel. We're talking about now the person now is still a Mered, he's still rebelling. Rashi says, well, you have a tshuva. The person did not do tshuva. And so we have a question then, how does this Soyer Lazozel help? The pasuk says, Zevach Rishoyim Tueva, that a korban for Rosh is a Tueva. It's not nice. It doesn't do anything. Skumarim says, the Rebbe, I'll tell you how Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe goes like this.